I'll be standing on the corner, 12 feet and vine. With my candy, baby, and a bottle of cherry wine. Well, now, I may take a train, I may take a plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, here I come. Crazy little baby, then I'm gonna get me one. Well, all right.
Welcome back in the zone, live from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas. And yes, indeed, on the Revolution Hotline, there he is, Niall Davis, and he is, in fact, going to Kansas City.
Good barbecue up there.
That is true. Niall, welcome back in the zone. We appreciate you coming back on such a short turnaround, and congratulations on being drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. Well, it's like we talked last time. I said whoever gets you is getting a steal, and certainly Kansas City saw that earlier rather than later. Can you tell us how your day was and how that all went down? How'd you find out? Who called you? How does all that happen?
The draft process is very stressful. You know, everybody, you know, wants to go as early as possible. So today is just kind of weird. So I found myself, you know, just kind of being by myself, all to the park, and I saw that no running backs were took in the first round. So, you know, that I knew that slid everybody back a little bit. So, but they started to come off in the second round. So, you know, got a little more excited, but still wasn't expecting, you know, third round. But, you know, especially, you know, when my name was called, I didn't expect it was Kansas City. I was expecting Dallas and the New York Jets. That's who I had been keeping in contact with. And, you know, my phone just rang, and I couldn't believe it. And the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs on the phone was just like, you know, you want to be a Chief? And I was like, of course I want to be a Chief. You know, I want to be a Chief. You know, that's how I win. Mm-hmm. And I went and told my family. They got to see it on the TV, and, you know, the house just erupted.
Had you had any conversations with them?
I didn't. I had no idea. I had no contact.
So it was totally out of the blue.
Yeah, totally surprised.
Yeah. So what have you ever been up there before? Have you ever been to Kansas City or Arrowhead?
I haven't been.
Well, I have, and I can tell you this. That is an unbelievably fantastic fan base. They are very passionate, and, you know, they haven't had a decent Major League Baseball team in a long time. They don't have professional basketball. They're all about football, and it is a great environment. I'm sure you're going to love it. Plus, they wear red, which is good, so you'll be very comfortable in all that. So what have you been able to learn about the team since you were drafted?
Just, you know, kind of just the class, the guys that's coming in. Got a chance to talk to Jamal Charles. You know, he welcomed me in the day I got drafted, kind of chopped up with him. Got, you know, talked to the running back coach. They sent me a playbook. You know, I'll be down there in 2 weeks, you know, for mini camp. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm in the process of getting ready to get all my stuff together to get to Kansas City.
What do you do the next 2 weeks?
I'm going to continue to work out here in Houston, and then I'm going to fly down to Kansas City on the 9th.
Niall Davis joining us on the Revolution Hotline, drafted 96th overall in this year's NFL draft by Kansas City. Kansas City also had the number one overall pick, Eric Fisher, offensive tackle. So I would think as a running back, that's exciting for you that they're dedicated to putting the right guys up front in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that was a good pick. You know, that's a good – always good to have a good tackle, you know, a part of the offensive line. But Smith is just excited to have some more protection, and I'm sure Jamal Charles is excited for that addition as well. But, you know, they already had a decent, you know, line. So this is just a, you know, a plus.
Now, their quarterback play has been a little iffy. Now, they brought in Alex Smith, I guess, in the offseason, who certainly had his share of success at San Francisco. Did you get a chance to watch him play at all when he was at San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. I've watched Alex Smith play. He can ball. He was doing good even before he got hurt, you know. And Kaepernick took over. But, yeah, I'm excited to get to work with him.
Now, whenever you look at Andy Reid's offenses in the past, they've heavily involved a running back in the passing game, and you were a good receiver at Arkansas. Is that something they've already talked to you about as being an intricate part of the passing game as well? I mean, Brian Westbrook used to catch more balls than any receivers back when he was in Philadelphia. Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, we did talk about that, and that was one of the reasons. You know, he grabbed me. He saw that I have, you know, pretty good hands and could block and could run. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to working on catching some balls out of the backfield. I'm just excited to play for Andy Reid. You know, that's the guy I respect. You know, I know he's had a lot of success, and I know he knows a lot about, you know, the game and running backs. So I know he's going to help me out and help me get better and elevate my game.
I think his quote was, he can skedaddle. You ever had a guy describe your running style as skedaddle before?
Yeah, I heard when he said it. Nah, nobody ever described me.
That's old school. Yeah, that's old man talk. Nile Davis joining us in the zone. Again, headed to Kansas City in 2 weeks for minicamp. And, you know, certainly exciting times. I mean, I think everybody's sort of been expecting them to get back on track. You know, they've had some, again, a lot of instability the last couple of years.
And, got talent. Several Pro Bowlers on that team. Yeah. You know, I mean, certainly some talent there to be had.
Well, and like you said, too, I mean, having Andy Reid in there, I mean, it's certainly an exciting time. What did you talk to Jamal about the organization, the city at all? What was that conversation like?
Well, he was just kind of telling me, you know, things to get ready for. Our conversation wasn't too long. We didn't get to talking to depth about everything, but he was just letting me know he's going to take me under his wing and get me ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, man, I think it's a great fit. I'm excited for you, and I think it should be a lot of fun. This is going to be interesting to see how things go this year in Kansas City. But, man, appreciate the time the last couple of weeks, and certainly be pulling for you. Maybe we'll catch up again before the season rolls around.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
All right, you bet. Take care.
Thanks.
Nile Davis, new Kansas City Chief. So, again, if you're an Arkansas fan, the good thing about it is there aren't too many, if any, teams closer, I guess, from Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what the drive time is. It's about probably 4 hours, maybe.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so.
You know, Jamal Charles, when you look at him, a guy who's entrenched as the starting running back there. After that, it's pretty wide open. No one really, you know, on that roster, on the Chiefs, running back-wise, that stands out.
Yeah, it's similar to what you're talking about with Tyler Wilson. I mean, you look at who's on that roster and who he could potentially beat out. I mean, there's nobody you can say, oh, he probably ain't beating him out. I mean, it's not like you landed in Denver as a quarterback and trying to beat out Peyton Manning.
Or New England.
Yeah.
Like we saw
or if you're
Allen.
In Houston, like we talked about, you know, Dennis Johnson being signed as a free agent, probably not beating Arian Foster out in the offseason. But,
doubtful.
I mean, again, you try to find a role and hope you can contribute and be on the active roster. At the worst case scenario, you end up as a practice squad guy. You know, he can certainly make some money doing that as well. But we'll see how it shakes out. Anything else that stood out to you? Who's your team?
Jaguars.
Okay.
I like the draft. We drafted Joakim second overall.
Yeah, that was excellent.
I like that. I thought they picked pretty well. You know, we have the old defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, from the Seahawks as our head coach now. And the Seahawks were known the past couple of years as having a very physical secondary. And he took three corners and I think one or two safeties in this draft. So he wants the secondary beefed up. So that was interesting. We also took Ace Sanders and Denard Robinson. That was a pick that I didn't really see coming.
Yeah.
But the Jaguars took him. And get this, it was later reported that Detroit, who had the pick after Jacksonville in that round, was going to pick Denard Robinson and keep him there in Michigan. But the Jaguars drafted him. As far as Arkansas-wise, Mikey, I was kind of surprised Alvin Bailey didn't make
I'm surprised.
I was really surprised about that. You know, when you look at the experts, they were looking at him as a mid-round guy, and
well, he was the
for
first
him to not be drafted was really surprising.
Yeah, he was expected to be the first Arkansan to go when you looked at all the mock draft stuff, so it was really surprising. But you know, hopefully he finds the right place there. The only thing is, I mean, they did draft a guard. That's what stinks for him. The Seahawks did draft a guard, so maybe if they're especially lean on the offensive line, good for him, I guess. Maybe he'll have a chance to stick around. But that's all these guys. I mean, Dennis Johnson, Highsmith, Rasner, Wingo, Tenarius Wright, Ryan Applin, Stockamer, the two kids from Arkansas State, and then both guys from Central Arkansas who got drafted, all were drafted onto a team that did not draft at their position. So that, to me, is a good thing. Now, again, you may have a roster stacked with that particular position, but they didn't draft anybody, so you don't have any immediate competition. So if they're looking to go cheaper and younger, you know, you're certainly providing them an option.
And we're looking at a lot of undrafted free agents out of Arkansas, and I think that speaks volumes, too, when you look at the draft as a whole, 63 SEC players taken. No telling. I mean, is there a count now? Do we have an official count of how many players out of the SEC are have signed as well? Because I feel like...
Here's the amazing thing.
What's that?
SEC East had 32 guys taken.
Yes.
The SEC West had 31 guys taken.
The ACC had?
31 guys taken.
Exactly.
That was next best. So that it's unbelievable when you consider that both divisions would have won on their own.
One out of every four players taken in this draft was taken from the SEC.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about it, too. The last 3 years, a full one-third of the first-round picks came out of the SEC. So 32 out of 96 the last 3 years have been taken out of the SEC.
Wow.
So
they tied this year with 12. They tied the ACC with the most picks, and I believe that was back in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, it was like 07 or something, I think, yeah.
Probably half those were Miami guys back then, because that's when Miami was just rolling out NFL. Yeah, exactly.
They were
rolling
good.
Out NFL players left and right.
Kev on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback says, Niall Davis, the Chiefs had red unis, and if you squint really hard, that little arrowhead looks kind of like a Razorback. You'd have to squint really, really hard. I will tell you this. It is, like I was telling him, it's a great environment. If you're a Razorback fan, you want to see Niall play next year, or you just want to go up for an NFL environment that is hard to beat, Arrowhead is pretty spectacular.
Die-hard, passionate fans. Every year, no matter what the record is, I love the stadium. The seats red. Everything is. It looks like everyone just can't wait for Sunday. It's one of those cities that fully goes all out every week that they're in town. You got to love that as a rookie coming in, having that kind of support, kind of like in the college atmosphere when you see college teams, you know, have that kind of support. NFL's not always the same way. Well, being from Jacksonville, and some Florida teams have some issues with that.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying. You know, there's a difference.
It's also, I mean, there's no Kansas City team per se that they follow. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, they follow Kansas and they follow Kansas State. And Missouri, I mean, it's you know, it's a community that covers a lot of. It's more of a college town than anything, but it is definitely a Chiefs town for sure.
It's a good tradition there too.
Yeah.
For the Chiefs, you know, you like to see them kind of get back to those days where they were in the championship, you know, every other year.
Well, everybody knows they weren't very good last year. A 2-win team, along with
they have five Pro Bowlers though.
The Jaguars had 2 wins.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm aware.
So it'll be Kansas City and Oakland. So Tyler and I will have a chance to go head to head twice next year.
That's a good point.
As division rivals.
Yep.
The Denver Broncos, the returning AFC West champions, so they'll get a chance to see Peyton Manning a couple of times this season as well. And then San Diego finished second last year, and of course they drafted Manti Te'o. That was one of the big stories this weekend as well. One of the guys expected to go earlier, but certainly maybe a good fit for him. DJ Fluker, an offensive tackle taken first by them, then Te'o. And, boy, Florida International had a few guys drafted. I was surprised by that. Actually, the second pick for the Jags was from Florida International.
Safety out of FIU.
Well, they had a kid to go to the Chargers, too. Tarek Williams, a defensive end. A little bit undersized, maybe, but...
All right, Sun Belt.
How about it?
Yeah.
The Big Ten ended up with 22 guys drafted overall. One guy drafted in the first round. It was the first time they would have been shut out since, like, 1957. We talked about that last week.
Wow.
Crazy. If you went in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037, Justin Akery, Chris Kane at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where the bottom line is the bottom line. They give you a better price than anybody else will. That's how they've been number one for 20 years, and they can also help get you financed. So if you come in as a first-time buyer, no credit, bad credit, they have you covered. We'll get Big Red Kevin Wilson on here in a little bit and talk about what's happening out here, what kinds of pre-owned vehicles they have available as well, which is always something that's interesting to keep an eye on. Also, he talks of NBA. I vastly overestimated the Lakers' ability to compete without Kobe Bryant. So jockstrap to me on this
sweep?
Monday.
Did I say sweep?
You probably did.
I did.
Game balls and jockstraps coming up with Chris.